Hello, Las Vegas. Welcome to another episode of The Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gygax, and today we're going to talk about commitments. So yesterday, as I record this, there was a scanner message sent out in the late afternoon, maybe around 5 o'clock, that said, hey, make sure you guys are all back by the time that you committed to this morning. Make sure you honor your commitment time from the morning. It was something along those lines. It's not the exact words, but whatever. And that is bogus. There is no such thing as a commitment time. If you look at the Form 3996 in box K, where you're going to put how much time you think you'll need for the day, like if you're going to need more than 8 hours, it reads in there estimated work. That is your estimate, not your commitment. And management likes to call it a commitment because they're trying to put emotional pressure on you to run your route, to cut corners, to do things that are inappropriate to make it back by this so-called commitment time. But the fact of the matter is there is no commitment. You are giving a good faith estimate of when you're going to be back. So when management comes to you in the morning and they say, hey, what time are you going to be back today? And you say 5:30, that is your estimate. That is your good faith estimate of how long you think it's going to take you to complete your route. But it's not even possible for that to be a commitment because you don't know what's going to happen to you while you're out on the street. We've talked on Classes of Mail about this time and time again, and it's going to come up again on the Postal Stand-Up, where you always run into surprises out on the street. You know, maybe you have a bunch of certified letters in your DPS that you weren't expecting. I don't know. Maybe you have a customer pickup that you weren't expecting. Maybe you deliver to businesses and today you had a business that had 100 packages that you have to pick up. You never know what's going to happen. You might have a vehicle breakdown. You might have heat exhaustion issues. The list goes on and on of things that could impact how long it actually takes you to complete your route. You might have just not made a great estimate in the morning. You know, oh, I thought I was going to be moving a little faster today, but somehow things got away from me and it's going to take me longer. Or maybe you'll get done earlier. All of those things happen. They happen to me even after 18 years in the post office. Sometimes my estimate is off. Most of the time it's pretty dead on. And I know that I can pick up the pace here or slow down a little bit there to hit my estimate dead on. But it's not always going to be exactly accurate. And that's especially true when you're new. So this whole idea of making a commitment in the morning, it's bogus. It's not real. It's management trying to get one over on you. And that's why this podcast exists. Because we're not going to let management do that to you. That is not okay. That is your estimate. That is not a commitment. Now, I would be doing you a disservice if I did not mention the other half of this coin. And the other half of this coin is called unauthorized overtime. And while commitments are not real, unauthorized overtime is definitely real. And it's something that you need to avoid. Unauthorized overtime can and will get you disciplined. So what that is just like the name implies, it's overtime that you work that was not authorized by management. And this is why it is critical for you to keep management informed. Look, if you thought you were going to be done by 5:30, but you actually take longer and you don't get done until 6:30, that in and of itself doesn't get you in trouble. What gets you in trouble is when you don't tell management. As soon as you realize, like, oh man, this day's getting away from me and I'm going to need an extra hour, you have an obligation to tell your supervisor, preferably by the RIMS messaging app in your scanner. And also when you do that, please change the amount of days that it stays in the scanner from 5 up to 15, just in case your steward needs to pull that for a grievance. Anyway, as soon as you know, you need to let them know. Because, again, if you thought you were going to be done at 5:30, but you actually finish at 6:30, that's not what gets you in trouble. What gets you in trouble is not telling management. If you message them and say, hey, I need an extra hour, now it's up to them what they want you to do about it. And they're going to either tell you to bring the mail back and clock out at the original time, or they're going to authorize you to keep delivering. If they do anything other than those two, like if they say, well, I need you to hurry up, that's not a valid instruction. You need to get with your union steward. Or they may tell you to curtail mail, which is fine. They have that authority. But when you get back, you're going to need to fill out a 1571, the undelivered mail report, and get it signed by management for the mail that you didn't deliver. More on that in a future postal stand-up. But that'll do for now. Remember, there is no such thing as a commitment time, but there is such a thing as unauthorized overtime. All right, guys, be safe out there.